This is where the Friday Fun Song goes.
Oh, and this song is kind of fun.
It was like I'm playing Zelda.
It's mariachi.
Yeah, we're talking about Mexican Star Wars.
Well, you're a disgrace to half of our culture.
Star Wars fans?
Yes, exactly.
All right, it's 5:36 here on The Ticket. We are Work in Progress. Justin Montemayor, DJ Ringenberg, and Matt Birmingham in for the Hardline here on Friday. We got Jay, we got Lando, and Michael Dixon with us. Lando will be bringing us to the Shire.
Ooh.
Coming up later on in the show. Little Shire Center.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Buffering.
Can't quite get it into gear.
No. We'll do some Cowboys draft talk here in about 15 minutes. Shire Center. After that, and we'll wrap up the show 1 hour from now with a nice little concert calendar. But a couple of things to get to here today on a whip edition of Friday Fun. Let's start with some more Deion audio. This does not have anything to do with retiring his son's jersey, though. This has more to do with
him staying out of Colorado?
No, more of, I guess, in a way, a son could come from this, if you will. As he was on a podcast.
Never heard of it.
He was on the We Got Time Today podcast.
Well, it's his podcast.
He was on his own podcast.
Wow, a big
with Rosie Diaz.
How do you book himself?
They do this podcast every Tuesday night on Tubi.
Is that the Bob impression?
Or maybe it's Tubby. Maybe it's
Tubi
for fat folks.
I think it's pronounced Quibi.
Ooh, the 10-minute at most platform. No, this is on Tubi.
Wish I could last.
And they were laughing, having a good time, yucking it up, living daddy's dream. And they brought up the idea of taking care of your own business. You know what I mean? Maybe you got a hot date coming up. You don't want to go out there with a loaded
gun. Being squared away, like power washing or
I guess in
a
way you could be power washing your wallpaper. Maybe you're staying in a hotel provided to you by your company and you got nothing to do and you take care of business in that hotel room.
Who among us?
Well, apparently everyone except...
Everyone stop raising your hands.
Actually, I want to see everyone's hands. I'm a little worried. Apparently everyone except Coach Prime, who says he's never done this.
Whatever.
No, I don't do
what
that.
What be in your head, since you don't watch it? What be in your head when you pleasure yourself?
I don't pleasure myself. I've never in my life pleasured
in your life.
Never in my life.
All your life.
God is my witness.
I'm so confused.
I'm trying to figure out the truth. Okay, now see, my next statement gonna sound arrogant.
What is it?
I never had.
Oh.
There you go.
Now,
I never said that.
It's like he was right there with him.
You know, walk that one back.
Durag Monty.
You'd probably say bull hockey, but he said, God is my witness, and that would be an absolutely terrible thing.
On Easter weekend.
When you're
weekend.
Trying to walk into the pearly gates, and the only thing Saint Peter has to go, hold on, grab him by the top of his Colorado hoodie and pull him back. Wait a minute.
I don't think he's going to heaven wearing his.
No, he's got the cane,
dear.
And he pulls him back as he's trying to run by him.
I don't think St. Peter uses the cane.
Limping in there with his Tom Dempsey foot, trying to get into heaven. He's like, wait a sec.
Do you
swore that you never did this. I got video here. We don't have to watch it if you don't want it. That you're a liar. But there is no way a man who is in his 50s, like Deion, has never done that, not one time. You're telling me at Florida State, he was just laying there, got nothing going on. He didn't decide to pop out a pre-shadour.
He's read all his highlights magazines already. There's nothing to do.
What is he, 9? Why is he reading highlights?
Is he at like a doctor's office or something?
Trying to spot the difference.
He already knows what Goofus and Gallon are doing.
I don't see I think these are the same photos.
Wish I had a different magazine.
It's clearly a bird on this photo, Deion. There's just no way a man that old has never done that. I don't buy it.
I mean,
again, he may be right in that he hasn't needed to as much as
everyone else.
Great. Yeah, okay.
The normal
I'll
man.
I'll include myself in that. Yeah, perfect.
The common man.
But still, even then, you can only take care of that your way. And some people can't do it the way you like it.
At some point, you have to acknowledge at our core, we're just beasts. We just just happen to be at the top of the food
with
chain.
Primal desires.
But we do beastly things all the time that
right.
there's really no justification for yeah. other than I'm disgusting. And it happens, yeah. But he says no.
I'm not saying that he cannonballs onto a sib with his fleshlight.
Bingo!
But
I was wondering how he's going to get sib talk on the show today.
It was the most telegraphed thing I've ever seen.
That wasn't even Dion audio. That was me doing that the whole time just to bring that up.
I never
y'all
said that.
Y'all said my Dion's not any good. I need the guy who pressed him about Shadur's jersey retirement to press him on his non-grasturbation
There's
claim.
A 0% chance that it will be brought up there.
Ed Ward is looking for a way to get him back for misidentifying him the first
Ooh,
week he was there.
Yes.
Maybe we get Ed Ward on the case.
I don't think Ed needs that. I think he would take a pass on that.
The problem is, how do you...
Yeah, where are your sources at?
And yeah, what is your burden of proof? Like, how does he prove he's never done it? We have to Doug Christie weigh his balls?
It would help. I mean, yeah. That's one of the easiest ways, I would say.
Every time he walks into the press conference room, we have to get the little scale out again.
It's like there's just a produce scale hanging down at hip level, so he just kind of unzips and just kind of puts them on there. Yeah, again, though, it's weird that he would be cornered on something like that on his own show. But if he says in front of God and country he hasn't, I'm inclined to believe him.
Go on,
and again, he probably just embarrassed and don't want to say that in front of everybody, but
I might contradict myself immediately because didn't he also say though during the press conference that his number's been retired at every team he's ever played at, and that's entirely not true. He's not inducted in the Cowboys. He's not in San Francisco. I think he is inducted into the Falcons Hall of Fame.
What about the Braves Hall of Fame?
I don't think he's in the Braves Hall of Fame.
Yay.
So he
the
did
Jack Hall of Fame.
So yeah. You would know. What are you getting inducted?
Yeah, what are you looking at, Lando?
Ham's like the guy, the big Babe Ruth looking guy that shows up to induct you into the Jack Hall of Fame. You're scrambling, pulling your
when
pants
I'm knocking
back
on the door.
What I'm saying is, he did just blatantly lie about his number being inducted at all the places, so maybe we shouldn't put it past him that he would just lie about that.
Well, if we ever get him on, maybe we'll get him back at ticket stock one day.
And start
that'll
there.
That'll be question number one. All right, another piece of college football, quote unquote, news is a story about Mike
Justin.
Yes, EA. So this story, quote unquote, is all based off of essentially one unsubstantiated rumor that came from a blog or a Reddit post or something.
Like one line. No backstory
yes.
or anything to it.
But because it's him, but because it's Mike Leach, we're all willing to at least entertain the idea and say, if there was a college football coach that would do this thing, it wasn't going to be Steve Spurrier.
Kirk Ferentz would never.
Definitely not.
Bill Belichick.
It wasn't going to be any of them. It was only going to be Mike Leach. So this one Reddit post says, and again, we don't know who this is from, but that Mike Leach was talked down from lining up a little person in the backfield and then throwing them over the line of scrimmage in short yardage situations.
So instead of getting your bulk lineup in there, you're just trying to get the smallest lineup possible, just launch him.
Well, I guess not the whole lineup, one guy, and then you get some big, you know, Flozell Adams offensive lineman to toss him over.
Yeah, so there's in the NFL, they're trying to outlaw
the tush push.
Are they trying to then, if this would happen, outlaw tiny toss or something?
So another post
midget.
Added, other than the optics
yes,
of doing this, why would this not be allowed? And logistically, shouldn't it work?
Yeah, why are we discriminating against short people.
I think we should do this.
In honor of Mike Leach.
Yeah.
At least try it once. But then you have to open a roster spot.
What's wrong with that?
You know, the guy who was Bad Santa's helper and put him on a 53-man.
Start de-scrimming people, man?
He is at the top of that list, I would say, for me.
Yeah. The actor?
Yeah. Or the little guy in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wee Man?
He's up there. He's on Wee Man's the Mount
a bigger,
Rushmore.
Wee Man's got some gut to him, though. It needs to be someone Girth. A little easier to throw.
He's got the cherub body, where he's just like a little baby.
Or maybe you just tie a football to the corpse of Vern Troyer.
All right. See, even I'm against that one. We don't need dead... We don't need dead little people involved. Why are you trying to take the few jobs for the little people? We just created a spot, and then you're trying to replace it or fill it with
Vern
Troyer.
What about all those little people that got fired from the Snow White movie when Peter Dinklage got mad?
Deep Roy?
How about... Yeah. So, okay. You put any of them in a uniform... And they'll get a full number, not 3/4 like Eddie Goodell had.
Yeah, that's patronizing.
The rest isn't.
Take the hand. Your quarterback still needs to take the handoff. You don't want to have to practice center quarterback exchanges with this guy.
He takes a direct snap and shoots like 50 yards.
So quarterback hands
Which
it to him.
Funny.
Then you line up your extra lineman that had to declare themselves, Dan Campbell. He grabs the person.
Warwick Davis.
Chunks him over the chunks him over the line.
Just watch you type in famous little people.
I typed in Willow IMDb. I couldn't remember his name.
You've got Brad Williams.
He's great.
You've got to blow up our whole spot over here, Lando.
Yeah. Theater of the mind, Lando. Okay, but
DJ's not as funny as he thinks he is.
Okay, but guilty as charged there. I'm right there with you. Okay, but every time you sub him in, they're
giving
just,
your play away?
I mean, yeah, they're going to know what it is. So at some point, you're going to have to show a fake.
Or work him in on a 3rd-and-11.
Try to pass protect.
And you can really only run the play like once because if there's a dog pile, like they're immediately bringing the stretcher out.
Well, the idea is that he would land and then he has the first down and then
look,
plays dead.
You don't have to... stop Von Miller completely. You just have to chip him. You just have to disrupt him for a split second. Can you at least do that?
I want to see how teams counter this. Do they in turn hire their own, again, giving jobs to the disenfranchised, to little people and set
like a little spy? People
like on, you know, Oso Digizua's shoulders to prevent, you basically create a wall that can't be thrown over.
Okay, see, I was picturing, that sounds illegal. I feel like that's too many people lined up.
Doing the little rascals defense?
What if your safety has a small person back there, and whenever he sees the offensive small guy being thrown, you throw a counter small guy the other way and try to hit him in midair and knock
him
down at the line of scrimmage.
Now you're talking about a little person midair collision, and it sounds like you're making a mockery of this whole thing.
As long as it's not helmet to helmet, I think that's fair. I think that's fair game. No horse collar, no nothing.
Or you get like 3 or 4 of them, one giant coat.
People,
the ball's pitched back to them. Ball goes inside the coat. Once they're hit, they like split like they're like the Russian dolls.
Like a trick play.
Like a trick play, yeah. Mm. And then you got 3 people going in 3 different directions.
Then I'm probably treating it like the early days of the run, the read option, and just blowing up every little person that's on the field.
DeMarvian Overshown is just licking his lips.
I don't care who has the ball. Just crush everyone you see.
I think this could work.
This is a conversation that Mike Leach must have had with his assistant coaches, and I'm upset that he was taken from us too soon and didn't get the chance to try this out.
Now, would draft coverage next Thursday go haywire if Shoddy drafted?
Now, the 4th round, too early to take your 4th down little person short yardage guy. Dude, Florida State's got a great one. I think I spent a day 3 pick. I think I do, man.
There's a separate
games are won on special teams.
There's a separate combine just for them. Well, he ran the 40 in 40.3 seconds.
He can
good.
Be thrown 11 yards. He can pick up.
Yeah, do you start drafting like shot putters then?
Change the game? Are we innovating here?
I think that Mike Leach would be proud that we're taking this idea
and running with it.
And yeah, and at least exploring it.
Yeah.
I hope this happened. I hope he's up there.
There's no way.
Down.
There's no way any of this happened. Some kid in college probably right now is like, I can't believe the national media has picked up this Reddit post that I put up there that has no basis in fact. But you're right. I wish it was real.
It could work.
Maybe someday.
Even if he thought about it, worth just talking it out because we're sports innovators.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're not going to leave any stone unturned on how to take the game to the next century.
No meat left on this bone on this Friday.
All right. So just think about that next time you're watching a football game and you're like, man, our running back sure is getting stuffed at the line of scrimmage every time.
Our goal line offense sucks. Cowboys have had problems here.
Try it with Deuce Vaughn. That's a good way to at least start it.
A transition? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Test the moral waters of your fan base. Start with Deuce Vaughn.
Look, if it leads to touchdowns, people will be on board very quick.
Man, the person they're tossing is getting smaller and smaller.
Is he aiming for the Salvation Army bucket back there? He almost hit it.
Now you're turning this into skee ball. All right. There's a little Friday fun for you. It's